Blog Talk Radio.
His silence and turned over to burning skeletons, taking form and twisting tongues. I wonder what woke him. Quietly, shadowed by souls I love and still do. Their memories, how spirits swing from dead eyes denied. The way each wing was clipped, each belly faced the sky as a box tucks bones, packaging such sweet flesh into powdered plastic. Keeping them tight for black keys to cover. It's cloudy and the room's dark. You want the sun rays begging. They pleaded beyond the leap in Pasadena. Went to rest in Tucson. Buried in Colton. Laid to sleep in East Los. Yet bothering me today. The skeletons with names taking form and they're burning. In love, I don't mind that they form, but wish they'd hurry and do turn to dust.
What I need, I needed to be brilliant enough to play chess with me. Not to move wood pieces, but to get me through this battlefield. I am stuck on a beach called Normandy, shooting at pain and grief. And if she be my cavalry, I will march to battle to fight for her love and happiness readily. March with a rifle called faith against the enemy defiantly. Reassure her love against the opposition tirelessly. So when the battlefield is quiet, the enemy is pushed back utterly. The only cries from her is ecstasy when I make my minimes. Secure a perimeter around her faith with my infantry. Until I build a fort of soldiers that fight for us loyally. So tomorrow, next week, year or 50, I want you to hear the name Intellect, no, Almond Sterling, and think he fought for me. Might be uncanny, but ain't a girl not still thinking of me. Might be vain, but ain't a girl get the D ever going to forget me. And this I promise now, tomorrow, and peace times are warring. I am the general of the army fighting for your love tirelessly.
Project USA. It's all about you, sir. There's no I in USA. Bloods, white walls, and blue, sir. There's no me in USA. There's no we in USA. It's just you, sir. Body resemblance of George Zimmerman with the head of Medusa. Mutated and alienated on behalf of the Rhythm Nation, what do you expect us to do, sir? It's a mighty fine afternoon, sir. 5 minutes to one, two hands up, screaming, don't shoot, sir. At the mere thought of injustice, we will loot, sir. Cause it seems like the black dollar matters more than black lives to you, sir. But anyway, what you got for sale as new, sir? I need them 11s, the patent leathers, yeah, with the baby blue, sir. I'ma need those Japanese denims too, sir. Yeah, I'ma kill them tonight, all thanks to you, sir. The bitch is gonna be on me, the haters gonna catch the flu, sir. Lord knows I love the haters the same way that I love you, sir. You see, I receive the ether and use it to generate fuel, sir. I possess higher levels of intelligence by the spool, sir. And I've never graduated from your school, sir, so no thanks to you, sir. I'm an articulate, ubiquitous, cerebral lyricist. Mentally militant, ambitious, and ambivalent, but the music and the money comes through you, sir. So for you, sir, I call my brothers and sisters niggas and bitches. I make them feel inferior with my materialism. For you, sir, I put my head down and keep quiet about the truth. I keep buying more things and lying to the youth. For you, sir, I'll watch a light-skinned dude beat a dark-skinned dude black and blue. And with a sense of pride, comment hashtag team light-skinned. I'm fighting my own ignorance as I write this. For you, sir, I write this for truth, sir. For proof that we are couth. For confirmation that our colloquial nature has been abused. So from now on, I refuse to call you, sir. I declare you America Incorporated. Where in a few short months, another beneficiary of white privilege is going to be inaugurated. And another racist cop will be exonerated. And CNN is going to televise the great racial debate with none other than Don Lemon moderating it. But I don't have cable, so I don't have to tolerate the shit. But my Facebook's timelines, hotlines, going to bling with ignorance and intolerance. You'll distract us for 72 hours while you bomb some foreign territory and then shower them with flowers. Hashtag pray for your country here, but who's going to pray for ours? Project USA. It's all about you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are live. Hello and welcome everyone to the InkSpot Radio Show Open Mic Night. It is yours truly, Indigo Soul. How is everyone doing? It's a wonderful night in New York. A beautiful night for poetry. I am ready for the next 90 minutes, y'all. We're going to have pure poetry. I am excited as usual. We have already quite a few callers here. We're going to get the show going shortly. But let me just say once again, hello and thank you to everyone who has called in thus far and everyone listening online. I appreciate you guys so much. As we do each and every week, it is open mic night. So everyone, all you beautiful poets, are welcome to call in and recite something. Whatever y'all want to recite, you are welcome, okay? We don't have a theme tonight. Just bring it, whatever you got. Listen, go get your notebooks, pull them out. It's open mic night, guys. This is what we're going to do. Also, we have, of course, spoken word audios. Before I came on air, of course, I played a couple of spoken word audios. I want to say thank you to everyone who has sent in their audios. I do appreciate it. I'm going to give the address in a minute for you guys to send in your audios. But first, let me tell you what audios, those beautiful ones that we just heard. The very last one before I came on was called Project USA by a gentleman named Lux Crumb. He is from Harlem, USA. Very for sending in that piece. Before that, you heard Amen Sterling. He sent in his piece. And I had the very first one was from a gentleman by the name of BGB. And his piece was called Skeletons. So thank you to those guys who sent in those audios. And also, like I said, let me give you guys the email address to send in your audios. We've got plenty of time. You can still send in your spoken word audios and written poems if you would like for me to recite something on air. You guys can't make it to call in tonight. I will recite your poems for you. The email address to send in audios and poems is theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. So you guys can send them on in. I got y'all. We will play them here tonight. Also, I have to give you guys the number. It's open mic night. So anyone else who wants to call, thank you to everyone who has called thus far. I got you guys. The number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-787-8428. Once again, 646-787-8428 to call in and recite. We got 90 minutes of pure poetry. Are y'all ready? Because I'm ready. I'm going to get to the lines in a minute. But before I do, I just want to say this real quick. Tonight, like I said, it is open mic night. But if anyone else, like I did, if you guys peeked the video that I put up on my page earlier, thank you to everyone who did peep it and responded. As you know, we lost the great Muhammad Ali. And as I said to you guys, he was a great person, not just a boxer. He was a humanitarian. He was a poet. He was many things. And if you guys, you know, if he has had an impact on your life in any kind of way, poetically or any other kind of way, and you have something that you would want to share, whether it be a poem or just a comment, a prayer, anything like that, you guys are also welcome, because tonight I feel as if we should honor him, the great man, okay? So, guys, keep in mind that tonight we're going to honor him, Mr. Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. So any poems, any prayers, any thoughts, anything you want to say, feel free, okay? We're going to the lines. Open mic night is about to begin. We're going to the first caller, and our first caller is always, I love him. He comes every week. He's very dedicated. He has been a supporter of the show since we started in 2013, and he was also featured in our book, Spoken Ink Written Collection, that we did a couple of years ago. His name is my friend Trevor Criswell, and I'm going to bring him on right now so he can recite for us.
Hey,
Trevor,
what's up,
hello. How are you doing tonight, sir? I am doing wonderful. I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. It's a little
Is
that
any better now?
If you can, I can hear you barely. So if you can try to tweak it a little bit so I can hear you clearly, everyone can hear you. No, I'm still having a little trouble. So here's what I'm going to do, Trevor. I'm going to give you some time and to put you back on hold so you can kind of reposition, and then
okay.
I'll bring you back. Okay? Cool?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So we're going to bring Trevor back. He's going to reposition, and we'll have him recite. He's awesome, and I can't wait to hear him recite. We're going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is a first-time caller. Her name is Cynthia, and she called in the first time. Very excited to hear her, so we're going to bring Miss Cynthia on right now. Okay, so Cynthia, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. First of all, thank you very much for calling tonight for your first time. Okay,
I'm blown away by this show, and it's only been on for about 10 minutes. thank you to Prince McNally for inviting me. I'm going to be a regular listener. The poem I have for you tonight is called Into the Heart.
Okay,
it's about the paradox
awesome.
Of brokenness, because
okay.
we're always told that we're supposed to have all these things, and when you don't have all those things, we can feel broken. This is
definitely.
Called Into the Heart.
Okay.
Cracked from the core, the wounded self surrenders to the healing turquoise love of the universe. To break is to let the light in and out, where it is renewed in the source of all, to give beyond what kindness we thought possible. Like winter trees reaching across the stillness, the fractured pieces of ourselves more beautiful for their wisdom in the flow of life. When sun shines on shattered clay, when water smooths its edges, we hold our brokenness in our open palms, trusting the privilege to serve. Made strong in him, the mature heart reaches to the depths of its core for grace. In brokenness, we release the construction of perfect images to be made whole in his love, in our humanity, in service, spirit rising like a phoenix. End poem.
Well, that was beautiful. First of all, Cynthia, first of all, I just want to say that you read so beautifully. I love your tone of voice when you read. So nice. So lovely. That was wonderful. I enjoyed that. May I ask what inspired you to write that poem?
I'm middle-aged, and when my boyfriend from high school got back in touch with me when he was going through a divorce, and we just started thinking about how we're told that we're supposed to have these perfect relationships and all these things. And sometimes our lives don't turn out that way, and it feels like we're broken. But I also think that if we reach deep inside, whatever we call it, God or source or prayer, whatever that is, there's something beyond our human brokenness. And if we stop always trying to create these perfect pictures of our lives and actually kind of have the strength to pray and to look inside and to look beyond, there's a wholeness that's deeper than all the broken pieces.
That is very true. And though you're middle age, I'm not quite middle age yet, but I do understand and can relate to that. So I enjoyed that poem. That was very beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Cynthia.
Thank you so much. I love this show and can't wait to be a regular listener.
And awesomeness. I do appreciate that. And if you do have another one that you would like to share, you can stay on and I will bring you back on to share another if you'd like.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Okay, so please stay tuned and we'll be back to you. Thank you so much for that one. That
thank you.
All right. So Cynthia Sharp shared with us a lovely piece about life. Like, a lot of us can relate to things like that, being broken and having that feeling. So I do thank her for sharing that. Now what we're going to do is go back to my friend Trevor. And we're going to see if he is ready now. Okay. So let's bring Trevor back on. Trevor, hello, sir.
Hello. Can you hear me better now?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Right, awesome.
We are ready. All right.
Yeah, sorry. I was outside. There was a lot of background noise.
No problem. Okay, Trevor. So tell us what you're going to be sharing with us tonight.
I have a piece that I wrote years back that I, one of the pieces that I performed at the Poetry Slam at the Community Festival in Columbus. So I was going to read that one.
Okay, and it's titled?
And it is called Everything is Going as Planned.
Okay, here we go. Trevor Criswell, ladies and gentlemen.
We walked past the wealthy Caucasian kids in their custom designer-made, on-credit-paid hippie skirts, smelling of daily sprinkled lawns and fresh-picked picket-fenced fertilizer beds. There's more immigrants working these neighborhoods than in all of Tijuana. But hell, I'm just another gringo, foot-pedaling through Tartan Fields Avenue in need of some revenue from that pay stub. But you wouldn't have to be so handsome in our leisure suits. West Virginia cab fare is on the dashboard of my confessional, and we just stare down Main Street, bare feet, by the Starfire, where we got 99-cent gasoline and underage smokes cheap in the dead of evening. Away from closed bar stool spinning, sleeping million-dollar dream drunks, away to the next bar, please, then get me out of Wheeling. I don't want to sleep in your flooded casino streets east of this feeling. I remember seeing traffic light eyes glowing through those later Ohio nights, like cherried cigarettes on painted lines in between lanes down on Lane and High. Smelling the crack and liquid smack AR-15 in your dad's new Cadillac CTS. The gunshot that split head flesh in front of the CVS and lit up memories like high beams. And the graveyard back home at Mount Wood became all too inviting in its silent serenity. Spray-painted obscenities on the castle's acid wet-shelled walls. Fallen under covers that made us sweat within slumber. And had to be kicked off like summer. Like that summer her face lit up like the jellyfish swirling in cylindrical merriment through the muddy waters off the rudder of the Jersey ferry. The combines from this old iron side, sore thumb done hitching rides across the ocean in search of discovery. On our way back to Rehoboth Beach it led us, with car keys locked in rented neons, where a constant wave of Freon-based wind across our faces drew us simultaneously, like caricature faces painted on the boardwalk. There was a horse loose on the lower deck keeping the pigs at bay. Last people, last car, on the last ferry of the night, paying the equine no mind for he just wanted a field to stray. Back alley in the OC, cops just wanted you to calm down. Joe the fry cook says, to hell with the submarine onions. I've already wasted two perfectly good subs on you people. But you were amped for a fight. Rats, you cried, with lungs seized like a hung jury. Rats! While I secretly handed my mother two joints and a pipe, like, here, Mom, hold this pack of smokes for me. Goddamn tourists in this land. Why he must deal with us all summer long, I'll never know. This heat, this evening, doesn't know my seasons, could never please me like those lips or those hips when you came in the salt water. And I just got blistered by my salted time with you. Because we made waves with every step of wet we wept in. You walked over me like sleeping beaches when you crept in on trampoline feet and a bouncing soul, sweeping my emotions under dirty sheets I gripped like the dustpan was found full of holes. With an unholy hell so heaven bent on grazing this woman's sour lips at my saddlebag soul. For I was just a paperback junkie in red tortoiseshell rims, playing dress-up with your idea of suit and skirted mannequins, Mr. and Mrs. novel idea of a quick fix. You even made my fucking words sick. Spoken to others like a plague spread from my adjectives, bleeding over leaves of literature, so you could sit back in your life so picture-perfect, talking about how everything is going as planned. End poem.
Ooh, wow. Trevor, as always, like I say, when I listen or read your work, it's always a journey. I'm always with you. I love your imagery. That was great. I would like for you to tell me what inspired you to actually write that one. That was awesome.
That was actually written about a very abusive relationship that I was in, and just kind of getting through it and the years afterwards kind of carrying on into, you know, other kinds of abusive relationships. It's one of those things, it's a really vicious cycle that once you get into it, it's really hard to get out. And, you know, you think you're moving forward and you think you're moving on, and you realize that you're just put yourself in the same situation in a different situation.
Definitely. And I can't relate totally with that, but I do absolutely understand those situations. And I feel like when people are in those situations, some of the one of the best things to do is to write it out. So I am really
absolutely
glad that you did share that, because a lot of people actually can absolutely relate to that. So it was good that you did share something like that. So thank you, Trevor, again, for another lovely poem. I did enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I would
absolutely
definitely like to say rest in peace, mm-hmm, to Muhammad Ali. He was for being not just who he was as a public image, but, I mean, that guy was a fighter in a civil manner. You know, he stuck up for people and for himself and what was right. And that's what we need in this world still.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And Trevor, you are welcome to share another one. We'll bring you back on if you have time. Okay. Appreciate
sure
it.
Thank you very much.
All right. So Trevor Criswell, you shared with us a very beautiful, it's kind of sad, but it's a real life poem he shared with us. And that was wonderful. Before him, you heard Cynthia Sharpman. She shared with us another realistic poem. So we got some reality poems in here tonight. I'm very excited. We have a whole bunch of callers. Thank you to everyone. I'm seeing people I haven't seen in a while. Oh, man, thank you to everyone who has called in and who is listening in online. We're going to continue the open mic. We are going to our next caller. And our next caller, she's a second time on the show. Last week she was a listener. This week she's going to recite for us. I'm excited. Her name is Too Tall Jones. So we're going to bring her on so she can share with us some lovely, lovely words. Very excited about that. Okay, so Too Tall, you are on. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful, and thank you for
calling.
Hi,
everybody.
Yes, before you do recite, I would like for you to introduce yourself to everyone to let them know a little bit about yourself. Okay.
I'm Too Tall Jones. I represent Harlem. I've been writing poetry ever since I was a little girl. I've been off the mic for about 18 years. I'm just getting back on the mic again. And it was Prince McNally who told me to call in. So here I am, just blessing the mic for everybody
right
out there.
Okay.
So,
what would you like to share with us? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was basically all I wanted to say. And if you wanted to check out more of my poetry, you can check me out at tootalljones.com. That's J-O-A-N-Z as in zebra.
All right. So what are you going to share with us tonight?
I'm going to share a phone call for the haters.
All right. So here we go.
You want to come for me? You want to talk that shit? But you don't really fully grasp who you fucking with. I can be that chick. I can be that gift, but I can flip it for you haters. I can be that bitch. No, I'm not going to fight. Not going to throw these hands. I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to take my stand. I'm going to still be me. Going to spread that love. I'm a tower full of power. Yes, I rise above all the negativity, the gossip, the lies, the fake ones popping O's off of my demise. But I'm here to stay, and I'm here to shine. You just mad because your glow isn't as bright as mine. I'm a lover like no other city bitches whine, because they don't have my flavor for the kind of dime. I can sing, I can write rhythm mixed with rhyme. Bitches fronting like you loyal, you ain't a friend of mine. You just pass the time when you call my line. Why do you even bother when I see the signs? Yet you think I'm blonde, but I'm above and beyond the petty bullshit you seem to feed upon. Because I know who's real, and I know who's not. And what's funny is you think the goddess has forgot what I know about you and all the shit you do. About nothing is the regimen that you pursue. The bulbs you unscrew, like I can't see. Like a book in the dark, like I can't read. An epic type of fail. Hear you moan and wail, but I feel it through my fingers like I'm reading braille. No, I'm not blind, I can see real clear. You ain't hiding nothing, boo, move it to the rear. Now take your place up out my face. Positivity is about to take your place. And we gon' soar, grow wings and all. God knew what he was doing when he made me tall, above average in my, and I'm going to stay that way, looking down upon you for the rest of my days. So while you toss and turn, and hatred burns within you, when you think of the goddess learned, and I'm a lover like no other, which is what you yearn. My heart's so big, my heart's so wide, if you were smart, you'd take the key and come inside, but you ain't used to that, because your ass is whack. Which is why you hate on me, you gotta live with that. But if you run it back, instead of running your mouth, you will see what Jonesy Baby is all about. Not about your life, not about your shit. I'm a blessing to your life and I can be that chick. But you automatically see me as that bitch that you don't really fully grasp who you fucking with. And it's a shame you're lame because you gon' miss all the perks that come rocking with this chick. Don't wanna roll with me, then you can be dismissed. Continue on with your hate and think I give a shit.
All right. Hip hop is in the building tonight. I love your flow. You got that hip hop thing going on. I love that. I'm not bad. I'm not bad. That's for the haters, y'all. That's for the haters. Two Tone, thank you for sharing that. I enjoy that because I like hip hop when it's infused with poetry. Always enjoy that. I do that sometimes myself. So I was feeling that. Okay. For the haters.
Thank you.
I have a question also, because I heard you speak about your height in the poem. How tall are you?
Yes, I'm 6 feet.
6 feet. Wow, 6 feet tall. I'm small, so. But, hey, that was beautiful.
It wasn't intended as a rap flow. It was just something I wrote, and it just flows that way, so.
Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes that's what happens. It just come off like that, and I understand that. That's why I enjoyed it so much.
Thank you.
That was cool. And if you do have another one, you know, you're welcome to stay on, and I can bring you back on to share
another one
if you'd like. Okay?
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Paul Jones for the haters. Okay. So that was cool. Had the hip-hop flow going. All right, we had some great recitals thus far. I am loving it. And we're going to keep it going. We're only about 30 minutes into the show, and we got plenty of more time. So let's keep the show going. Okay, open mic night, y'all. Let me give the number real quick for anyone else who wants to call in. Our live, we got it going. We're going to keep it going, okay? So we're going to go to the next caller. Okay, we're going in line in order by which you guys called up. So the next person is actually, and shout out to him because he has shared the word. He has been very supportive in sharing the word and bringing in a lot of other poets to call in and to listen in. So shout out to Mr. Prince A. McNally, okay, representing Brooklyn. We're going to bring him on so he can share with us something wonderful. He came and he shared something with us last week, which was awesome, and he's back this week. So we're going to bring him on, okay. I got you in a minute. Okay, so we have you on, Mr. Prince A. McNally. Hello.
Am I live with Indigo Soul?
Yes, sir. You are live. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just heard my sister drop one. She had me bobbing my head.
Yes,
I hear you too, Paul. Shout out to you, baby.
Shout out to her, and thank you, sir, for bringing in these lovely people that you have coming up in here, blessing the mic. I appreciate the support, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Okay, so I want you to introduce yourself real quick once again for those who don't know you, sir.
Real quick, the artist currently known as Prince A. McNally from Brooklyn, New York, about to drop a piece called Clutter. It's a brand new piece. I just wrote this, and it was just, you know, pop.
Okay,
so here we go.
All right, Clutter. Here we go.
I got another piece as well, but, you know, you can let me spit that later or whatever.
All right.
It's 4 a.m. and it's all quiet except for the sound of the pitter-patter of light falling rain. I lie awake in my bed amidst the scattered remnants of random thoughts darting back and forth in my head like rim, each eagerly vying for my attention. Weary eyes slowly scan my room where bits and pieces of partially written poems lay sprawled about, waiting to be chosen like unadopted children in an orphanage. To you, they're just mountains of cluttered paper with sporadic scribblings destined for the waste paper basket. But if you could only see them as I do, you would see them as beautiful thin-layered threads of creativity, discovering one another like little children, the first day of school in kindergarten, when suddenly, just like that, they're the best friend, playing together joyfully, holding hands and skipping gingerly, finally stitching themselves together in harmonic synchronicity. Together, they become composers of magic melodic melodies, flowing ever affluent like a blue river through my pen. With parental pride, I sit back and I smile as I watch them go off into the world, waterfalling free verse upon wanting paper, ambassadors of my heart. For your heart is their final destination, a place where they'll make themselves feel right at home, for they are yours now, slowly wrapping themselves in the ever-giving grace of your memories. In peace.
All right, all right. Beautiful, beautiful piece. As usual, you always do come with those lovely pieces, those deeply beautiful rites. I enjoyed that one, and I'm looking forward to you reciting another one. But before that, can you please tell me what inspired you to write Clutter? What was your inspiration behind that?
Actually, I don't know. I write a word or I see a word, and it just goes from there. And
yeah,
I saw the word clutter, and I looked at, I was actually, that's not true, because I was looking at my current bed that's filled with nothing but poems, paper. I couldn't bring anybody here. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm lying, and I'm looking at all these things sprawled about because I'm trying to put together my book and put the poems in synchronicity. And so I had everything just kind of like all over the damn place. And I'm like, that's where it came from, actually. But
it
kind of gives you a sense of where, of the process and how,
mm-hmm.
how a poem is born and how the poet feels about the poem. It's your child. And when you
Absolutely.
Let it go, you're watching it go out into the world. So those are the feelings that came out into this poem, and it just sort of just evolved. And I love it. I really love it.
I do, too. And I want to say also, you kind of write, actually, kind of like I do, because that's what I do. Like, I can see a word, I can see an object, and I'll go from there. So me and you have similar writing styles. I like that. I admire that very much. Clutter, I like that, though. That's making me look around. Now I'm looking around to see if I can find something to write about. But that was awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Brooklyn, always representing. And I'm sure you do have another one. So I'm going to bring you back on to share with us another piece, Prince.
Awesome.
So thank
awesome.
You, sir. All right. Appreciate it. All right. So Prince A. McNally shared with us a piece that was called Cluttered. And before that, you heard Miss Too Tall Jones. She spit something hot. It was called For the Haters. This show is going very well tonight. Thank you to everyone who has recited thus far, everyone who is still waiting online to recite. I got y'all. I see you guys. Thank you for being so patient. We're going to keep the show going. Right now, I have to go to a spoken word audio because we have so many of those that were sent in to us tonight. So I want to get some of those out there as well. Okay? So we're going to go to a spoken word audio. It was one sent in to us from another new gentleman, a very talented man. His name is Hank. And he sent in a piece. Okay? And we're going to listen to that one. And when we come back, we're going to keep this open mic going. It's just been so lovely. I love this. Okay, so the piece that we got right now that we're going to, spoken word audio, is from Hank, and it's called Crumbling. Okay, so we're going to listen to that, and we shall return Ink Spot Radio Show Open Mic Night with yours truly, Indigo. So let's listen to Crumbling by Hank. We shall return.
We spent it all as we went along, never looking forward or back. The candles were burned from the middle to the end. Then we gradually drowned in the wax. We slow danced in the kitchen by candlelight. It was the last night we were both whole. Then the sickness, like a shadow, came upon us. For you, it came and took your body. For me, it kidnapped my soul. And just like the dried wax, we crumbled into tiny little pieces that blew away. The world would never know we existed without this candle I lit today. Every kiss and touch remains holy. The memories refuse to even bend. But what stays with me most is the crumbling and how I let us down in the end. The seasons come and go without notice. I still hear your voice, but no longer hear mine. I know the day will come that I smile once more, but you won't be there when my eyes start to shine. We slow danced in the kitchen by candlelight. It was the last night we were both whole. Then the sickness, like a shadow, came upon us. You, it came and took your body. Me, it kidnapped my soul. And just like the dried wax, we crumbled into tiny little pieces that blew away. The world would never know we existed without this candle I lit today.
And we are back on the Inkspot Radio Show, Open Mic Night, Indigo Soul. That piece was called Crumbling from a gentleman named Hank. And I thank him so much for sending in that piece. That piece is dedicated to his loved one. Okay, he had a lost loved one and he sent in that piece. So I thank him very much for sending in that piece. Very, very, very heartfelt. Okay. Before we do go on with the open mic night, guys, if you want to send in your spoken word audios or a written piece to be recited, you may do so right now. We still have time. The email address is theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. Guys, send in your work, and we'll play it right here for you guys, all right? Also, the number for anyone wanting to call in, because we still got plenty of time for open mic night, is 646-787-8428. Call in and recite, guys. We're going to keep it going on open mic night. We're going to go to the next caller, okay? And I haven't seen him in so long, but he's such a supporter of the show. I'm glad he's here. His name just comes up. That's how long he's been supporting the show. So I'm going to bring him on. He was also featured in our Spoken and Written Collection book that we did a couple of years ago. His name is Robbie Baby Dark Poet of Amore. I love saying his name. We're going to bring him on right now. It's been a long time, and I'm just so happy that he's back in the building. So we're going to bring him on, okay? So, Mr. Robbie, Baby Dark Poet of Amore, we're going to bring you on shortly, okay? We have so many different callers. The system is running a little slow, but I got you. Bear with me. You're coming on shortly. And while we wait for the system, okay, system is ready. Robbie, you're on. Hello. Robbie. Okay, so Robbie, my friend. The system is very slow. What we're going to do while we wait for Mr. Robbie and the system to upload and bring him on. We're going to go to another spoken word audio because we have plenty of those. So we'll go to a spoken word audio, give the system some time to catch up. Got so many callers in here. Okay, it's too fast. Working too fast for you. Thank you to everyone who's calling in, you guys. are very supportive. We got the system just doing the overtime right now. So we're going to go to another spoken word audio. And when we return, we will continue with our open mic night, okay? It's the Ink Spot Radio Show with yours truly, Indigo Soul. Let's go into a beautiful piece by Mona Baudet, and it's called Poem in My Soul. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Open mic night, Indigo Soul.
This poem, Soul Music. Stanzas written for Motown. See, this poem is a protest poem. A love poem that never makes love. My stanzas, they're virgins. Don't fuck with this flow. I'm molested with metaphors. I want to speak from a place where love is high. See, this poem, it will reveal the true me. I'm keeping this poem real. Your secrets, like the parts of my family, I don't want you to see. Like the parts of my body, I don't want you to see. Like the parts of my life, I want you to see. See, maybe this poem will be radical enough to tell the truth about something worth living for, like a friend, like a lover with good love. This poem will keep me company tonight. Long after he leaves, even if he never shows up. See, I'ma cuddle with this poem. I'ma cry silently within the margin. I'll analyze my life with this poem. Even if he kills me softly, I'll share this story with you about how I put it on paper. This poem has become a part of my soul.
Are back on the Ink Spot Radio Show, Open Mic Night, Indigo Soul. That was Mona Baudet. Shout out to her. She is a talented artist representing Harlem, New York, and she sent in her piece. Thank you to her and everyone else who sent in their pieces. Okay, I do appreciate you guys. That was called A Poem in My Soul. We are back, and now we're going to go back to the lines and continue with the open mic night, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give out the phone number once again, as we still have 45 minutes remaining in the show. For anyone else who wants to call in, the number is 646-787-8428. So call in and share with us your beautiful, beautiful work. We're going to go to Mr. Robbie Baby, Dark Poet of Amore. I have him on. Hello, sir.
Hello there. You hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The system was a little slow because we have so many callers tonight. And I just want to say welcome back. It's been so long. I am happy that you are here, sir.
Thank you. I've been trying to get back into the routine of things that I've been doing a lot of. You know, life gets in the way sometimes. But then you feel the need to get back into some of those things that you had in your routine to get back into the swing of things. So, yeah. So, I have a poem here called Alchemy of the Owl. It's I have a connection with owls, very deep connection with owls, and I've come to have a even deeper connection of late with nature. So a lot of my poetry is nature poetry lately. So this is Alchemy of the Owl, and I set it to a Bruno Sanfilippo song. He's a beautiful pianist. Aquarelle sur bois. So
All right.
Set to that song there.
Okay.
On one of his albums
good.
There.
Okay.
So here we go. Come to me, O totem of moonlight's light at midnight. Come to me in that magic hour 'twixt the night and the dawn, as I join your silent and powerful wings in ascending spiritual flight. Alchemize my thoughts with your silent words' power. Teach me the wisdom of thoughtful silence and the knowledge of when and how to speak. As I listen to your gentle sounds in the midnight eve, a serene cascade of sounds that lulls my mind to rest, as I take a respite from all the day's harried thoughts and take in your silent wisdom in joy-filled draughts. You comfort me with your magnificent but gentle visage and with the mysterious language that you speak. As I hear you in the midnight hour, your wisdom silently imparted to me, as with your mysterious language you now teach. Be with me in all my hours, but most of all, in the darkly steeped hours of late night and gentle early morn. Be the alchemist of all my efforts as I listen to your gentle calls, and I respond with musical thoughts and poetic verse, the thoughts of the owl within me that you so tenderly nurture and nurse. Stay with me for all my days, and I shall give you homage with my transformative efforts as I seek to alchemize every word and action to the golden elixir of a fully lived life. And I promise to raise a glass of moonlit champagne to you each night as I take repose under the midnight moon every night, calling to you, my owl familiar, who says more with silence than all other wise teachers' speech. And that is The Owl, Alchemy of the Owl, set to Bruno Sanfilippo's Aquarelle sur Bois, and
wow.
Piano Textures, that's what it's called. That's what that CD is called.
Wow,
it's on Bandcamp. You can find it on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, definitely.
Yep.
We'll look that up. That's very soothing. You actually really did a good job with setting your words in connection with the music. All of it was very beautiful and soft and soothing. I like poetry like that. That's lovely.
Thanks.
I like that. And you've done quite a few other poems like that. I know you're quite famous for doing poems like that. So I did enjoy that. Thank you for sharing, Robbie.
Thanks.
And you can stay tuned if you want to come back on. If we have time, we'll bring you back on if you'd like to share another, okay?
Okay.
All right. So Robbie, Baby Dog Poet of Amour, shared with us a nice, beautiful piece that was soft and soothing. I love poetry like that. That keeps me serene and calm. I don't know. We got a mixture of poetry tonight. We have energetic poems. We got real, realistic poems. We got the soothing poem. Man, it's lovely. We're going to keep it going right now. The lines are hot. We got plenty of callers on here, and we're going to continue to go down the line and bring these guys on so they can recite. All right, so we're going to the next call in order in which you were here, and that area code is going to be area code 919. We're going to bring you on, okay? And you can introduce yourself, and if you'd like to recite or shout out or tell a story or anything that you want to do, you can do that, okay? So we're going to bring you on shortly, and we're going to bring you on right now. 919, hello. Code 919, you are on, hello. Okay, 919, we're going to bring you back in when you're ready. Press 1, okay, going straight down the line to area code 409, and we're going to bring area code 409 on. Hello. Hello, 409. You're on.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Oh, this is Kashima. How are you doing?
Kashima, how are you?
Relaxed. Very relaxed.
Okay. Okay. So you is the poetry putting you in a relaxed mood tonight?
A long day of work put me in a relaxed mood.
Yes. Okay, I do thank you for calling. Would you like to recite? If not, I'll put you back on the side and let you just chill and relax and listen to the show.
I'll recite one. I didn't know if you ever read the Cool Whip and Strawberry.
Actually, I haven't gotten to that. But if you want to recite that right now, you can. If not, I will get to that because we have an after show. So it's your choice.
I'll do something different. It's a lot quicker.
Okay. All right. So Kashima is going to recite something lovely for us.
I know how lovely it is.
Poetry is always lovely.
Okay,
so while we wait for... Are you ready? If we're not...
Yeah.
Okay, so Kashima's going to recite for us. Here we go.
It's entitled Latest Composition.
Okay.
Love, love, love. This latest composition was composed in the throes of a brokenhearted condition. This admission, a brokenhearted one, I did mention, broke me down, pulled me into submission. This edition of my brokenhearted love song, though, was different. The acquisition of my heart for her wasn't enough. And the I love you, at least my rendition, not strong enough to win her heart from the opposition. The competition disrupted my vision of love with her and changed my disposition. Was I really not listening? Was I not turning position? Was love a mere contradiction that caused this affliction, trying to find resistance to love's attrition? Of breaking down the urge I have of making love to you, fucking my permission. But you know that I would, my darling. May I have your permission to tell you that I love you and move on to you with a great expedition. But I know that you would pay no attention or show no recognition. Maybe our love wasn't a season, just a mere expedition. A mission failed, not the fairy tale, but the picket fences. In addition to my broken-hearted inhibition, it's sad to say this love's requisition, a broken-hearted exposition, only exposed me to the idea that I was to feel the division. And as this position comes to an end, I smile at the mere mention of your name. I know that if I tell you I love you, you wouldn't listen. So it was the point of composing this if it couldn't make a difference. And that was Latest Composition.
All right. Latest Composition, Kashima. Thank you for sharing that. But I know you're in a very, very relaxed, and I love relaxed mode poetry too. But I know that you're in relaxed mode. But next time when you recite, I want you to try to be a little louder because I don't know if everyone was able to hear you. I did hear you, but probably others didn't because your voice was very relaxed. I did hear it and I did enjoy it. But for your next recital, I want you to be a little louder so everyone can embrace your poetry, okay? But I did enjoy that.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to be reading the poem that you sent in, okay? So I do appreciate you for sending that in. All right. So thank you so much. And you can stay on if you like. If you want to come back on for another one, we got you, okay?
All right, cool.
All right. So thank you to Kashima. Okay. She recited a very relaxed poem, okay? And that was great. Before that, you heard Robbie, Dark Poet of Amore. He shared with us something beautiful. We have a mixture of good poetry tonight. You understand? We got some serene, soft, and relaxed poets. We have some live, energetic poets. We got a different, I love it. I just love all of that beautiful, beautiful variety that we have. That's what I like about poetry. Poetry is variety. They're different styles, and that's what I enjoy because I can listen to any style of poetry. That's why I enjoy you guys when you guys call up because everyone is different, and that's the beauty of poetry. We're going to continue, okay? We're going down the line, and we're going to – I think I see my friend. I do see my friend, and we're going to bring her on. I love her when she comes on. She's just so awesome. Do I see you, my good friend, Kimber Love? Yes, I know I see you. I'm going to bring you on so you can recite. Always a joy when you come on. Kimber, hello.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear. How are you tonight?
I am tickled pink. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. So wonderful. So glad you are here with us tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I said, let me hurry up and call in. I've been sitting here sewing and getting ready for the BPC Poet Fest next week. I'm so amped about that, girl.
Yes, I've been
tailoring my clothes. You know, I lost like about 45 pounds. And so I've been sewing everything.
Okay. I know you're just so excited about this. Nominated for 2 different categories. That is great.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I want to bring that home. I want to bring that home because, you know, like I said before, they kind of think it's too strange, the 2 categories being a contrast. But I was telling the people in one of my, I'm not going to call it a blog because I don't really consider myself a blogger, but I was just telling them that, you know, worship is a very intimate experience with God, and sex is a shadow of that, you know what I mean? And just spending time with God and getting to know Him is so important, and then having that intimacy, you know, with your mate is just as important. So those are 2 relationships I'm definitely into. Although I'm single, but I'm not advertising. I'm just enjoying my life. I just understand that dimension. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Okay, so we congratulate you on that. We're going to let you speak on that a little bit later, but right now we want you to go ahead and get into this poem you're about to recite for us tonight, okay?
Okay. I didn't even know what I was going to say, but I think I'm going to do this one. I'm going to call this Real Love, because it's not
love.
Really titled yet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's hear it. Here we go.
I'm a church girl. Yes, I am. However, church did not save me. My Jesus did that. But today got me thinking how some go about mimicking cliques and cliches of today, wearing Gabbanas and Dolces with dirty kitchens, secretly bitching about everything. Same old complaining day after day, enslaved to a mentality and not a belief. So I wonder if their comfort grants them their relief. But hey, wherever they be at, I'm really okay with that. As a matter of a fact, my love has no lack, so let my words be true in speech, prophetically released. Right time, right season, with both purpose and meaning. As I identify with the shame attached to his name, I proclaim that I'm still marching on, because my eyes are open, my heart is focused and set, and in my intercession, I wept. As I got dressed, my heart yearns, my weapons locked, loaded, and ready to burn. With shoes on my feet, I'm dancing to my Heavenly Father's love beat. So please, stop acting like you don't know me when you see me, because that hurts. For how could you not remember my love towards you when I have labored for you? I laid out on the floor for you. I've cried for you, would openly die for you. I've been faithful to you. I've knocked a few enemies out for you. I've interceded for you. I pleaded for you, even touched and agreed with you. I've gone to bat for you. I've taken lashes for you. I've gotten punched and knocked down for you. And I still got back up. Yet, it is for no other reason except my love be proven and true for you. And in all of my pain and truth, this is the only type of love that I know how to do. So tell me, oh body, oh bride-to-be, what would you choose? For you see, you have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. I found that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, because you know what? It's all about real love, and that's that peace.
Yes, you know what? I can relate. We all know about that real love, and it does that to us. It knocks us down a lot of times, so we got to get back up from it. Definitely know what you're feeling about that one. I feel that one. So thank you for sharing that. I enjoyed that one, Kimber. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before you go, you can share your links and give a little bit of information, okay, so everyone knows where to go check you out, all right?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. You can always find me on Facebook under Kimberly Marie White, or my artist page is Kimber Love Speaks, and that the same with my YouTube, my Reverb Nation, and I think my LinkedIn is also Kimber Love Speaks. And then I am soliciting votes for the National Poetry Awards for erotic poet and religious poet together. I want those two to, I don't know, I just feel led to really go in that direction. You know, I was a punk before. I was a punk a couple years ago because I wasn't manning up and I wasn't standing on those two dimensions. And I knew they were already in me, but I was just feeling like what everybody was saying. But now I'm happy.
Embracing,
I'm proud. I'm,
yes.
I'm confident. Yeah, exactly. Embracing it.
Embracing
so,
it. Yes.
So that's on the nationalpoetryawards.com under the nominations. You would just enter Kimber Love. And you could say why you think or what you like about my work. And then I encourage you to, you know, I encourage the people to remember your other poets. You know, there's some awesome authors out there. They have different various categories, poet of the year, author of the year, radio show of the year, magazine of the year. What else? They have community for poets that are really strong in community work. I mean, you can nominate anybody, and you do have until July 1st for nominations, and then somewhere in between the 1st and the 20th, I guess, is his dates where, you know, he would notify those who made it, because the top four are going to make it to the next round, and then we'd vote again for just one more month. Which would be, I think he said, July 20th until August 20th. So, I mean, I'm working it. I did get the new upcoming poet of the year in 2012. So, you know, I waited patiently to think and really to get my nerve up.
Okay. So we are rooting for you. And, guys, please go to the website that she has provided and vote for Miss Kimber Love, okay? She has two nominations in two different categories, and we are rooting for her. We want to help her win this, because I'm sure she is deserving of it. She's awesome. I know she's awesome. I voted already, and I will vote again, okay? So thank you very much, Kimber Love. Okay, it's always a pleasure when you come by. And congratulations and good luck.
Sure.
All right.
And I want to tell you, I want to tell you, I've been enjoying your live videos, girl.
Yes. Please.
I enjoyed the one from today. Yes,
I
enjoyed the one. Your smile is beautiful. Your personality really shines through. It gives another dimension to, for me, just, you know, connecting with you via the phone.
Yes.
And the internet radio station. You know, I would always hear you, and then I saw your picture, but now to see you and hear you is so awesome.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Now you have inspired me to do more live videos. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. We were walking down the street in New York, and then today we were sitting there looking in the sun with you. I was like, all right, yeah.
We got to do it. All right, and if you are awake tonight, we are doing after show, which I forgot to mention. The after show is what I do. Now, after the show is over, I'm going to do Facebook Live. I did it last week and the week before, and I'm going to give feedback on everything that happened on the show tonight. So if you guys are still up, we're going to do that. The after show, y'all, Facebook Live. So just check out my page, and when it says Indigo Soul, Estat Hope is Live, subscribe, okay? I want you guys to chime in and leave comments and stuff, because I'm going to leave comments and speak about tonight's show, okay? So, Kimber, hope you are tuned in. Thank you so much, okay?
All righty. Thank you again. For sure.
All right. So, Kimber Love,
recited something beautiful for us, real love, okay? We do appreciate that. We're going to keep it going. We got about 24 minutes remaining in the show before we close out and go to the after show. I want to say thank you to everyone who has called in thus far and everyone listening online. I do appreciate you guys. The number, once again, to call in, we still have a few minutes, is 646-787-8428. You guys can recite. You guys can speak on the great Muhammad Ali. You can give a shout-out. You can tell a story, whatever you guys want to go in, because we have so many callers here. I am just very ecstatic that everyone has decided to call in tonight, man. I am happy. So we're going to go down the line, okay? So we're going to go to the next caller. The next caller is area code 917. We're going to go to area code 917, okay? We're going to bring you on. If you'd like to recite, if you'd like to speak, a shout out, anything, you are welcome. So 917, hello. Okay, so 917, if you want to say something, you know you are welcome. Just press number one and I will bring you back on. We're going straight down the line. We're going to area code 914. Going to bring you on. 914, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, who's calling?
Hey, this is Mahatma Poetry.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Mahatma Poetry.
Mahatma Poetry. Hello, how are you, sir? And welcome.
I'm good, I'm good.
Okay, I am familiar with you. I have watched a couple of your videos, and I've read some of your poetry. I do thank you. This, you are a first-time caller. I do appreciate you. Would you like to introduce yourself and let everybody know a little bit about who you are before you recite?
Hey, I go by the name of Mahatma Poetry. You can find me on Facebook. You know, I'm not really too hard to find. You know, just listening to the show and just able to give your support to this bit.
Okay, awesomeness. So would you like to recite, or did you say you were just listening? Because you can recite if you like, or you can listen. It's up to you.
Well, I was basically listening, but maybe if it could do a piece of, you know?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said maybe it could do a piece of you.
Okay, so you're ready to do your piece now? If not, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, a little piece of you. My pen has left me.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to speak up a little louder so that everyone can hear your beautiful work, okay? Are you ready?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. I just want you to recite. When you recite, just speak loud so everyone can hear your work, okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you clearly. So this is Mahatma Poetry, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to recite for us. What is the name of your piece?
Yeah, we're going to do a little piece called My Pen Has Left Me.
My Pen is Destiny?
My Pen Has Left Me.
My Pen Has Left Me. Okay, so yeah. Mahatma Poetry is reciting My Pen Has Left Me. Here we go.
For now we must go our separate ways, for we swear till death do we do part. As if it was going to be there through the end of my ups and downs, my ticket in. Have you ever considered my emotions, the way my mind has to transcend into different dimensions just to feed your ego? Even sometimes when I'm willing to take the lead, my mind says no. And what about when I'm stressed and not know which way to go? For we're supposed to be inseparable. When I met, you flow. No, my meditation has become your appreciation. So if be it, what's up with this split? For Bonnie can never exist without Clyde, so while I think you should be more than ready to shed your ink, so that they can see how beautiful we was made to be, united, no body motions, feelings shall be shed, the visions the trail is laid before us, so ink, stop acting as if you're cursed, for I can see clearly, it's not my meds, change the color of your ink and stop messing with my head, for we're to record the trails that laid between us, the lies, the hypocrisies, should never be no hard feelings between you and me, is that so? For the last time I can recall, you had me inking over and over, wasting my precious color. And if your mind could not process the things your brains consider, then you stop, eat, smoke, sleep, then even wake at the clock of the hour. And if I'm supposed to follow, for there's no I and we, has you lost your mind, your brain, insanity? Until you realize that there's no I and we, that is only us. It's best to move on, for I will only deceive us. And so she left me.
Wow.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. That's a little bit heartfelt. That's a little bit sad to me, but I did relate with that. Thank you for sharing that. That's called My Pen Has Left Me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. And may I ask, where are you from? You have a beautiful accent.
I'm from a little small island in the Caribbean called Antigua West Indies.
Oh, okay. Antigua. Small island, but I've heard of it. Okay. Thank you. Are you calling? You're not calling from there now, right?
No, I'm calling from actually from New York. I'm in Mount Vernon, New York.
Okay, New York, Mount Vernon. We got a lot of New Yorkers in the building. So thank you for your first time calling here. You did a great job, and I would like for you to continue to call in and share with us your poetry, because I see your videos online, and I do watch them. So I would love for you to come by and share anytime you want some of your work.
Yes,
okay?
And I just wanted to stop by and give you some support also, too, okay? God bless you, and God bless you, okay?
Bless you, too. Thank you, sir. And please come back next week with us. I appreciate it.
Good night.
All right. Take care. So Mahatma Poetry shared with us a beautiful piece, which was called My Pen Has Left Me. And then before that, we had Kimber Long, and she shared Real Love, man. We have some beautiful, beautiful recitals tonight. I am so enjoying it. Mad that we only got less than 20 minutes remaining. But, like I said, it's not over, because after the show, the after show will be going on. Click on my page. I am going to be going live via Facebook. I'm going to have feedback for all the recitals and everything that went on the show tonight. I'm going to read some more poems that were sent in to me. I'm going to read some of my own poems. I'm going to share a whole bunch of different things. So, guys, make sure that you stay tuned after the show to my Facebook page and also the InkSpot page. I will be going live for the after show. But right now, we're going to get back into it. What we're going to do is go to a spoken word audio, okay, because we had a couple of those that were sent in tonight. Thank you to everyone who sent them in. And this one is actually from a gentleman by the name of Norhente, and he was also featured in our spoken and written collection book that we did a couple of years ago. Okay, so this piece is called Who Is They? So we're going to go into Who Is They by Norhente, and we will be back shortly for more recitals. After this, guys, it's the InkSpot Radio Show, Open Mic Night, Indigo Soul. Norhente, guys, Who Is They? And we shall return.
Question at me, caught me flat-footed, I almost went down, and even after snapping back, I had no simple reply, so I thought I'd find an answer for him by asking all of you, who is they? Is they the ones that say we sold ourselves? Is they them that say we the real reason we here, that we self-sedined our bodies by boatloads, crammed in boat holes, drenched in sweat and blood and shit and tears? Is they the ones know the harmonica was blown on slave ships, inspired by the pitch of multi-tone groans, packed too close for anything else but the blues to grow? Who is they? Is they the ones that say we not them? Is they the ones that say we much less? That say they bless, that say we curse, and know it for true since they the ones that cursed us? Is they the ones first saying how they own us, then saying how we be free, then keep owning us anyway? Is they the ones that always be keeping us down, that drown all our hopes and all our fears? Is they the ones say we abuse the welfare, when more of them be faring much more well than we? Is they them that damned us to man-made hell, while they tell us heaven is close if we close our eyes and pray? Tell me, who is they? Is they the ones that give us separate but equal, then as a sequel called the Confederate flag free speech? Is they them that say it is hateful for us to teach the children all about the sand times and all their hellish crimes? How they slaughtered the Tainos and the Aztecs? How they manifested lies and called it destiny? Fested goodwill and thanksgiving with betrayal made from gunpowder, smallpox, and trails of tears? Is they the ones taught us cowboys was the good guys? Is they the ones that killed the races but stole the names for their places? Did they say Indian instead of Powhatan, Redskin and not Massachusetts? Did they take treaty breaks and make reservations for the reservations? Was it they that turned peaceful men into savage nations? Is they them that tell us those casinos is a reparation, that a penance to the ghost of a people is reconciliation? Just give Sitting Bull a slot to pull. That will make it all okay. Make them all forget to say, who is they? Did they tell you who to love and not to love? Is they them that say it's illegal to be gay? Tell you in one breath that we all God's children, then damn him for making you that way? Did they wage biological warfare to combat your sexuality? Did they tell you someone raped an ape? Did they watch millions die then blame you loving for it? Did they say there's no happily ever after before or after for you? Did they bar you from his room? You know, the one he died in without you there, his life's love. Did they make that last kiss feel like window glass? Make his room a morgue long before his last breath? Who is they? Did they tell you your vote counts and take it away? Is they the ones say Jim Crow works on college kids too? Did they put a price on expressing political views? Is they the ones expanding the definition of nigger? Did they engineer the long lines at the ballot box? Is them they that's hoping you see it and quit? Is they the ones saying voting is free but charge you for ID? Is they waving a flag while choking democracy out of it? In the middle of every rant you can find them. Responsible for everything, all wrong, all evil. Every stain and pain that mars the lives of good men. We must find them in our lives, then put them to an end.
All right, and we are back. That was nice. Very, very deep message by Norhente. Who are they? That was beautiful. Thank you, Norhente. Who is they, excuse me, for sending in that piece. I enjoyed that. And anyone else who wants to send in any spoken word audio, you guys are welcome to do that. Very simple. All you have to do is email us at theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. You can send in your spoken word audios, and we will play them for you, okay? Also, written poems. If you can't call in, then you guys are welcome to send in your written pieces, and I will recite them. Make sure you put your name and everything, the title of the poem, and I will recite them live for you guys. I have a couple of pieces that will be recited, but they're going to be recited in the after show, which is directly following this show. Okay, guys, when this show ends in about 10 minutes, make sure you guys go to my page, The Ink Spot Radio Show, and you will see that I will be going live. Subscribe, listen in, watch the video. I'm giving all details. Feedback on tonight's show and everybody who recited. Okay, we're going to share some poems. We're going to do a lot of stuff. We just got to have fun. So, guys, the after show coming up directly after this show in about 10 minutes, guys. Okay, I want to say real quickly thank you once again to everyone and everyone who still tuned in and everyone who called in and recited tonight, and also those who listened online, everyone who shared the link. Everyone who supports the show in general, I appreciate you guys so much. I love y'all. You guys keep the show going. And keep in mind, guys, that we are on. And thank you to all the new callers and listeners. I appreciate you guys this week. We had a lot of new guys tonight that came in and did a great job. I do appreciate you guys. Continue to share the word, people. Thank you to Prince A. McNally, who has shared the word and brought some of his people out here to call in and inspire them to call in tonight. I do appreciate you very much. Guys, continue to do that. Share the links. Tell your friends about us. We are on every week, Saturdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 to 11:30, an hour and a half here on Rhythm Up Radio, the Ink Spot Radio Show, open mic night with yours truly, Indigo Soul. Guys, for more information, you can check throughout the week. Go to my page, S.Hope, or go to the show's page, the Ink Spot Radio Show, and you will see all the information and details regarding the show, how to call in, how to support the show, guys. Every week we're on 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so continue to support the show. I love you guys so much. All right, what we're going to do right now, we're going to bring on a supporter of the show. He's also a host here on the show. He hosts his show that comes on Fridays, okay? He will give you more information for when his next show will be broadcasting, called The Naked Truth. His name, he wants to share some very thoughtful words, like I told you guys. You guys are welcome to share poems or thoughtful words about Muhammad Ali. So he wants to share something, some wonderful kind words about Muhammad Ali. So we're going to bring him on right now. His name is sometimes my co-host and sometimes not my co-host. His name is Conscious Thoughts. Let's bring the gentleman on right now. Conscious Thoughts, what's happening tonight? How you doing?
Really good. I'm here.
Okay. It's going well. I see you have been here for a while. Are you enjoying the show, Frank?
Yeah, I enjoy the show. I enjoyed everybody, you know what I'm saying, who performed tonight. And I enjoyed all the people who submitted their pieces, you know, some of the audios and things of that nature. I kind of like it.
Okay, cool. So
I do want to say, like, float like a butterfly, sing like a bee.
Yes. Yes.
Your hands can't hit, but your eyes
can't see. Yes. That's great.
Man, the magnitude of this man, the greatness of this man, I think is underappreciated. And
yes,
the sacrifice that that man went through, I think is underappreciated. You know, where
definitely,
he sacrificed, you know what I'm saying, his belt, being the heavyweight champion of the world, undefeated, and
yes,
said, no, I'm not going to go fight. He stood his ground. How many athletes you know right now is going to stand their ground and say, no, I'm not going to do this? And they threaten him like, well, if you don't do that, we're going to strip you of this. He said, go ahead and do it. You know,
definitely.
I said, man, that's why I admire that man, and that's why when I heard the story the night before he passed, like, he's great ill in the hospital. And, you know, I went to sleep because I worked in the mornings. And I woke up first thing in the morning, I'm on ESPN because my TV is on. I'm hearing Muhammad Ali's voice. I'm like, oh, my God. I turn around and look, and they say he passed away. So that was, like, real heartbreaking because I'm a fighter myself. And, you know what I'm saying, and Muhammad Ali inspired me. You know what I'm saying? Days that I don't want to work out in the dojo or in the gym and do this stuff, whatever. But the quotes that Muhammad Ali said, your hardest fight is in the gym. Once you out the gym and you go in the boxing ring or you go in the cage and fight, that's the easy part. You know, and I don't know. I don't know if everybody feels as way I do, but that man, as conscious as he was, the way he battled the media, and, you know what I'm saying, as far as by him battling the media and doing all this other stuff, he was still training. You don't,
definitely,
a lot of people don't know, a lot of people underestimate the training that you have to do to be a fighter. You have,
yes,
to, you have to train every day from sun up to sundown. You training all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, And he's a family man.
Definitely. Nine kids.
Yes.
The man had nine kids. I just wanted to say that. How beautiful is that?
Nine kids, and he took care of his kids. And he loved kids. And not just his kids, but other little kids. He always,
definitely,
you know, played around with other little kids.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what, I would say this. My heart was broken when I found out that Muhammad Ali passed away. And I said, man, a lot of us, I mean, athletes do not speak like Muhammad Ali do today.
Right.
I'm not even talking about just Muhammad Ali. I'm talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and you're talking about your Jim Brown.
Right.
Athletes today do not speak like they did back then. So we got to pay homage to them while they're still here.
Absolutely.
Because now, because like Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali, and I can't think of the guys in the 68 Olympics, Tommy and Carlos, I can't think of the 68 Olympics, when they put their black fist in the air, you know what I'm saying,
yes.
Protesting. You know what I'm saying? Our athletes don't do that right now. You know what I'm saying? It's almost
absolutely.
Like it's a symbolism to them, or it's a hashtag to them now. When it's talking about Trayvon or Eric Gardner or Kia Boyd or Tamir Rice or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like a hashtag to them. They're not speaking out against. They're not speaking out like they did back in the day. But I don't want to hold you short, but I just want to say that piece right there. And Muhammad Ali, to me, is the greatest boxer of all time. You know what I'm saying? Not just the greatest boxer. He was a great boxer, conscious man, great speaker, and he was a voice of the voiceless. You know
definitely.
What I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't born during that time, but if I was, he was speaking for me, and that's why I've had his back. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hold you up or hold your show up, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just leave it at that. But
Thank you so much.
I say rest in paradise, Chap, the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali.
Definitely, and I concur with that. Rest in peace to the greatest athlete of his time, of our time. The best, Muhammad Ali. There will never be another one like him. So we want to say rest in peace to him. Thank you, Conscious Thoughts, very much for sharing those kind words. I do appreciate that. All right. Okay, we are winding down, ladies and gentlemen. We are under 3 minutes left in the show. The show has gone by so fast, and we still got so many people in the building. Guys, what I'm gonna do right now, while we have about 2 minutes, everyone is going to be online. So if anyone wants to say anything in general, we're going to take turns, okay? I'm going to bring all the callers on tonight, right now. And if you want to say anything to close out the show, any closing thoughts about the show, anything that you enjoyed that you heard tonight, anything about the great Muhammad Ali, whatever you want to say, everyone is on. So one by one, guys, if you want to talk, we can talk collectively. We can do this. You guys are on. Everyone is on tonight. So how's everyone feeling? How did everybody enjoy the show? Talk to me.
It's just nice to be back on, like I said, after a long hiatus. So, just glad to get back into the routine of things, poetically and otherwise.
Okay, and that's Robbie, correct?
Yep.
Okay, Robbie, thank you. Anyone else want to speak? You guys are on. You're live, guys.
I just want to say I'm a new fan. I'll be listening every Saturday. Fabulous show.
Oh. Okay, and say your name for us again.
Cynthia, I'm Cynthia.
Cynthia, thank you. Okay, anyone else while we wind it down to 1 minute, guys? You're on live.
I want to say, this is Kimber Love, just want to congratulate you again on a well-done show. I always enjoy hanging out with you and listening to the poets, so thank you for having us.
Kimber Love, thank you so much. You are awesome. Okay. I can hear you. Who's speaking? Speak up, guys. Okay. We're on live. Anybody that wants to speak, you can speak. I'm going to say this in close. Okay. We are on every Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So we have some background stuff here. We're going to let that one go. He's in the background doing his thing. Where everyone else who wants to speak on the show, you can. We have 30 seconds remaining. I want to say thank you once again to everyone who called in tonight. You did a great job. Stay tuned to my page. The after show is going to be live. I'm going to do a Facebook Live feedback post show. So, guys, stay tuned to that. I want to say thank you to everyone once again who has called in and recited. You were beautiful. I enjoyed you. I love you guys. Please come back week after week and continue to do this with me. This is what I do, guys. We're going to close it out
thank you to everyone. Make sure you're back with us next Saturday, same time, the Ink Spot Radio Show, Open Mic Night, hosted by yours truly, Indigo Soul, next Saturday, right here on Word of Mouth Radio. Let's close it out with a beautiful spoken word piece. I enjoy this piece. This is from a very talented woman. Her name is Tammy Thomas, and it's called Dear Street. So we're going to close it out with that. Thank you, guys. Stay tuned to my page. We'll be right back shortly with the After After Show. Let's listen to Tammy Thomas with Dear Streets. And I bid you guys good night. All right. Beautiful show, guys. Thank you.
Spoken words of the poet essence. Dear Streets. I realize now you never did anything for me. As I prayed for family, you preyed on my innocence and corrupted my sleep. I confused the adrenaline felt in my heartbeat for companionship. I misconstrued the unity for those racing trips to escape from my poverty-stricken genes. But guess what? You achieved misleading me. But I don't thank you, streets. Say, I can only sit in the seat reminiscing on the history. I can only breathe in short intervals and adjust to knowing brothers before me never got the chance to have this window view that I'm forced to see. The streaks pump blood as if blood was a common scenery like 666 before the purple and blue rain. The streets got hotels with souls and memorials like trains. And they say, to whom do I leave his remains? To whom do I leave his remains? We have more crackheads in our family than graduates. The average teen attended more funerals than graduations. And to think you'll just keep sipping your red tea being silent. You street, you's a coward. You open doors on corner stoops, knowing only the affluent get by. You smash dreams at young boys with dads of teardrops and honors of shell casings. You promote territorial paper chasing rather than to create something your entire community can benefit from. You replace mothers as prostitutes and parade aunties and uncles as tricks. You call them thots and thugs and expect them to develop self-esteem. What bullshit street? I call it quits. This poem is about you. I hope to start an epidemic where everyone is rebuking you. You embrace the cage bird slave freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. You embrace the cage bird slave freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. And then scream how the system made you a statistic. You faded them into believing opening schools and fixing up classrooms is a wasted investment. Because we don't help parents in need. We close our eyes. We close our eyes. We close our eyes and only see what happens after death touches our skin. When those teardrops become more powerful as the casket goes by, goes in, we cry. We cry with our hands to the sky. You are a hypocrite, street. I'd rather rent storage boxes and pass them out rather than to sing, this one's for my homie. You say I cannot become a man, sipping in dark clouds without useful legs to break dance, dab, and smile. I say my daughter won't learn to read if her father can't teach her how. So I drop my flag on these beats, and I clean the very sidewalk that led me to believe I needed strong legs and feet to conquer this universe. Now I wonder if you will see my eyes of pain before you catch me rolling again. Street, you're dead. You're nobody's friend. Spoken words of the poet essence. Get him, fucker. That's putting it.
crooked government, dirty politicians. It's a trip, but that's the world in which we live in. No intermissions to the poverty-stricken conditions that the good people is malnutritioned to death and repositioned in the rebirth of the Inquisition. Y'all better listen, because I'm just trying to say, I done noticed the way it goes down in the USA. So first, let me break it down from birth. You were born into a family that was never really a family. Hold up and understand me. I'm going to bring you to understanding. How many times were you injected with their poisons before your first year? The government calls it vaccinations, but we know that subliminal produces shock fear. No shock here. So, you'll either grow into a Joe with victim on your forehead, or into the dude who chose to sport the bulletproof on his chest yet, and still either way, you're just a pawn in the game of chess. See, the government set it up. It's like a game of Monopoly. And since prosperity's quite promising, they drain societies like Solomon and feed the people false knowledge and throw it in our face. Quite honestly, I'm sick and tired of what the government calls democracy. It's mainly just a mockery, an insult to our neurology, and politicians be lying pathologically and probably, most possibly, because we let it happen. They ain't creeping at night while we was napping. Nah, the government's gums got the yapping. The masses jumped on the bandwagon. 136 years later, you can't get a minimum wage job unless you speak some form of Latin. Y'all don't want me to talk, because I'm going to say it all. Like, the government even named Joe Hood and set Joe Hood's boundaries. These gangsters ain't noticed they turf was arranged with their enemies and their surroundings. Come on, my nigga. You know felons can't vote, but every little thing is a felony. So the government cooked up the deadliest recipe specialty, jealousy. Yeah, that green-eyed monster with a colossal hunger crammed with the corruption that they conjured. In politics, there is no honor. But try and tell that to your honor. That judge won't budge on your sentence. Our youth deficit is affected when they don't know selling food stamps is federal embezzlement. We screwed, ain't we? I'm just scribbling doodles about that Yankee who came in and set these laws that got me angry. But our focus is pointed in the wrong direction. They don't know political truth, but know about Anthony Weiner's erection. Time.
In the breezes of life, in the melodies of eternity, that echo, those fine notes, reminds me of you. If only I'd known you before. Strength, honor, knowledge, from a distance, into your soul, I felt your rhythm, that heartbeat's smooth essence. If only I'd known you before. Sublime, divine, fine, that passion-colored soul, your silky vibration and flow, I felt you time and time again. If only I'd known you before. Bold, handsome, irresistible. Did you know I saw stars and miracles, everything beautiful possible in those brown eyes of yours? They captivate in volumes. They mesmerize like rainbows. If only I'd known you before. Stars, moon, golden sun. If you were mine, I would have loved you from kingdom come. Then in your arms, I would have surrendered to all that love begot. Utopia, paradise, heaven. So now I confess that at times I dream you and I strolling that path. You my king, I your queen. Those dreams, if only I'd known you before. Muse, words, love, if only.
Honey Dripper, the one who oozes the sweetest nectar, thick with measure, rich with divine splendor. Hey you, honey dripper, did you know your very definition tantalizes the heartbeat of imagination?
Yes. Beautiful, 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 beautiful spoken word audios. Guys who are still on, you guys can now switch over from the radio show over to Facebook. Go to my page right now. We are about to go live to the after show. Make sure you guys chime in, subscribe to my Facebook Live video, which is going to be going live in about a minute or two. So, guys, thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's show. Make sure you guys are here next week, Saturday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be live again. The after show will be coming up right now, guys. Tune into Facebook, and we will be on. So, guys, Facebook Live. See you there.